This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, now for something completely different. Scientists in Europe are putting together an archive of historic smells, like 400 years old historic, some of them. It could add a new olfactory dimension to museums and heritage sites. It might help us understand the importance of smell in political and economic history. And it might have some more modern commercial applications that are nothing to be sniffed at. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
When it comes to history, smell is the neglected sense. We can see images of the past and touch ancient objects, but we rarely get a whiff of history.
How smells had a role in daily lives, domestic lives, in the economies, in the politics.
Cecilia Bembibre of University College London is one of the scientists working on the Odoropa archive.
Digging out references to past smells and trying to bring them to our noses today.
Like the smell of money, for example, in the cradle of capitalism. A gong signals the start of trading in the Euronext exchange in Amsterdam. Its forerunner was reputedly the world's first stock market. Historian Will Tullett says the project will recreate the odours that wafted through in the 17th century.
This had a very distinct smell as a space, which included the river water from the Amstel, which flowed underneath the stock exchange, the sweat and the musk from the traders that crowded on the floor, but also the smells of things like nutmegs and cloves, for example.
The traders shuttled between the exchange and the warehouses that stored the new spices pouring in from Europe's colonies. The traders and merchants of the day, says Tullett, had to have a nose for business.
They're having to distinguish new products and try and understand what a good version of that product smells and tastes and looks like.
The project will use advanced technology to compile the archive, gas chromatography to sniff old artifacts like snuff boxes, and, says computer scientist Marieke van Erp, artificial intelligence to scan literature and even paintings from the distant past.
To recognise that there is a smell depicted or described, and then the computer will put that in a database, and that database will have a connection to, for example, a chemical database.
Which, it's hoped, will turn up a formula enabling chemists to reproduce the odour for use in museums and other places that strive to evoke the past. The Battle of Waterloo has been recreated in countless audiovisual displays. But how much more effective if you get to smell the tumult? Anticipating the Odoropa project, a major Dutch museum has already done this, unleashing in the vicinity of a painting of the battle, as Cecilia Bembibre points out, a curious bouquet.
The smell of the horses, the smell of the gunpowder, the smell of fear and sweat.
And the smell of Napoleon. He apparently saturated himself daily in eau de cologne, says Marieke van Erp.
Napoleon really, really liked this particular perfume, so they decided to put a whiff of that in the smell as well.
Perfume makers have expressed an interest in Odoropa, and so have the so-called scent marketers who sell aromas to hotels and retailers. Cecilia Bembibre says the pandemic has underlined the importance of smell, not least because so many people are now working from home.
And our olfactory environments have been reduced in many cases to our domestic environment. So we can find ourselves strangely missing the smell of the office, for example.
Perhaps because of the more relaxed approach to personal hygiene while working from home. Deodorant sales have plunged during the pandemic. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.